The government says the Zimbabwe Investment Summit held Thursday to Saturday in South Africa was meant to present the Southern African nation positively to the world. Speaking at the conference, Finance Minister Muthuli Ncube said Zimbabwe's economy was one of the fastest growing in the region and investors should get on board.
Zimbabwe's economic recovery post-COVID is strong. We've seen it move from strength to strength after a dip in 2019 and 2020. In 2021, the economy has been on a positive trajectory with real GDP growth at 8.5% in terms of growth in 2021, at a 6.5% in 2022, and a growth rate of 5.5% in 2023. And the growth rate is projected at 3.5% this year, slower growth than the previous 3 years due to the climate change shocks.
At the conference, Ncube also promoted various tax rebates and incentives for investors who import equipment such as buses for a tourism company. However, Treasurer Basopo, an economist who left Zimbabwe 3 years ago for Norway, says before investors can get interested, inflation has to be tamed and the country must establish confidence in the new currency, the ZiG. The currency is backed by Zimbabwe's gold reserves, a method of establishing value that most countries abandoned many years ago. Basopo is skeptical.
The introduction of ZiG defeats, by all definitions and by all intents and purposes, the characteristics or the traditional characteristics of what is money, which is basically the ability to store value, durability, scarcity, and acceptability.
Inflation, meanwhile, is running at an average of 55%, lower than the hyperinflation which plunged Zimbabwe in the past, but still high enough to make cost of living difficult for most ordinary Zimbabweans. At the investment conference, Ncube voiced support for the ZiG, saying the country needs a domestic currency.
It's a currency that is backed by reserves, gold, and other precious minerals, as well as hard currency. The exchange rate still fluctuates. Will we from time to time share with the public as how much reserves we have? Yes, we will. There will be an audit of the reserves and be able to share that information periodically with the public to make sure that we can build the necessary comfort in the new currency.
Basopo said, besides lower inflation and a stable currency, investors in the diaspora also want the right to vote in Zimbabwe's elections.
This is a government which has lost all of its goodwill, and it has lost all of its international credibility to access credit facilities. And they now want to harvest that money from the citizens for you to demonstrate patriotism, which is okay. But what we just need to do right now is for the diaspora to have the political rights enshrined within the national constitution of the land. For us to enjoy the rights to voting, you cannot invest in a country in which you can't have a say.
VOA made repeated efforts to talk to government officials about the conference, but did not get a response. Government officials say several hundred people attended the three-day event, but they have not announced any new investments from the conference. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.